take care of. You guys drop by to visit an elderly neighbor or reach out to an older relative I haven't seen in a while. A little kindness can make a big difference, especially with the elderly. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, CenteringLives.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now, you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models. And we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at Lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's Lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about our Rate Beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is a forecast you've heard before, and you're going to hear it a lot more times during the summer months. Partial sunshine today, another hot and humid day with a high temperature around 91. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, a rather generous supply again, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, and then fading out overnight, low 72. Tomorrow and Friday, high temperature in the lower 90s with, again, scattered to numerous afternoon and evening storms. Not every town will get one. And over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, you know, not much change. More scattered afternoon storms for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Our free weather app will not only keep you on top of the weather all the time, but when you take it on the road with you, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, welcome to Happy Hour. We'll be redeeming that Baja Hour winning word very, very shortly. But first, I want you to listen to something. This is a premier piece on the show. We'll get the actual video up on Facebook a little bit later. It's entitled Unsilent Majority. This is the story of a recovering liberal. Listen.
Once upon a time, I was a liberal. Well, to be honest, less than a year ago, I was still a liberal. I became a liberal because I felt I'd found a tribe whose values aligned with my own. I staunchly reject racism of any kind. I reject the marginalization of any human being based off of their gender or sexual orientation. I reject tyrannical groupthink. I reject a system which allows an ambitious, misinformed, and dogmatic mob to suppress free speech, create false narratives, and apathetically steamroll over the truth. I reject the acceptance of junk science and superstition to advance ideological agendas. I reject hate. These are the reasons why I became a liberal. And these are the same reasons why I am now walking away. For years now, I have watched as the left has devolved into intolerant, inflexible, illogical, hateful, misguided, ill-informed, un-American, hypocritical, menacing, callous, ignorant, narrow-minded, and at times, blatantly fascistic behavior and rhetoric. Liberalism has been co-opted and absorbed by the very characteristics it claims to fight against. For years now, I've watched as people on the left have become anesthetized to their own prejudices and bigotry, and the prejudices and bigotry of those around them who echo their values. I have watched as formerly sensible people who claim to reject racism have come to embrace the principles of universally hating and blaming all of society's problems on all people who have white skin. I have witnessed the irony of advocacy for gender equality morph into blatant hatred and intolerance of men and masculinity. I have seen the once earnest fight for equality for the LGBT community mutate into an illogical demonization of heteronormativity and the push to vilify and attack our conventional concepts of gender. These same self-proclaimed victims of intolerance, now turning on the gay community that they attached themselves to advance their agenda, now calling gay people privileged and themselves victims of injustice. I have watched as the left has allowed themselves to become hypnotized by false narratives and conclusions perpetuated by social justice warriors who misrepresent and misconstrue facts, evidence, and events to confirm their own biases that everyone who does not comply with their prejudicial conclusions and follow their orders is a racist, a bigot, a Nazi, a white supremacist, homophobic, Islamophobic, xenophobic, misogynistic, an alt-right extremist. And I have watched as they have used these heartless and carelessly assigned labels to intimidate, threaten, bully, silence, attack, unemploy, blacklist, and destroy anybody who dares to fight back. They'll come for me, and then they'll come for you. And worst of all, the Democratic Party and the liberal media has embraced, affirmed, aided, and abetted this cult ideology. In an effort to gain voters and maintain power, the Democratic Party that I once loved has joined forces with the extremist left. The Democratic Party and the liberal media now believe their own ill-gotten conclusions and have ominously decided that they, and only they, know the remedy for society's ills. The left has decided that the solution to problems with race relations in America is more racism. The left believes that attacking, insulting, and dehumanizing one group of people elevates another. The left now believes that there are no boundaries when telling lies, omitting the truth, or misrepresenting facts when telling the news, because their end justifies their means. The left has now decided that its point of view is the only acceptable one, and that suppressing, censoring, and banning open dialogue and debate is virtuous and progressive. The Democratic Party has adopted a deleterious belief system, happily and without skepticism, separating people into groups based off of identity, and then organizing them into camps of victims and oppressors. If you are a person of color, an LGBT person, a woman, or an American immigrant, the Democratic Party wants you to know that you are a victim and destined to stay that way. They will insist that you are a victim, doomed to exist within a system that is rigged against you. That you are a victim of systemic oppression. That you are a victim of your circumstances. And that no amount of hard work or motivational action will ever allow you to overcome your victimhood or the privilege of those around you. This is perhaps the Democratic Party's greatest and most insidious lie. But if you are a minority in America today, the left-wing politicians and the liberal media don't want you to ever discover this lie. So they bombard us with stories designed to reinforce the narrative that you are in danger, that you cannot succeed. They manipulate your fears and concerns by telling you that you're disadvantaged, disempowered, and disposable to everyone except them. They will tell you that you need them. They will tell you that you are only safe under their supervision. They will promise to liberate you from all that chains you. And then they will do absolutely nothing for you. Once upon a time, I was a liberal. But liberalism has changed, and I will no longer be a part of an ideology or political party that represents everything that contradicts my values of unity, equal opportunity, personal empowerment, compassion, and love. So I am walking away. And I encourage all of you to do the same. Walk away.
Awesome! Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
All right, I'm going to try this again. I need the Baumhauer's winning word at 272-9228. We give it to you this morning between 6 and 9, and right now it's worth a $20 gift card to caller 6 at 272-9228.
And here they are.
That would be it.
Please clap.
Greg Goodell and Joey Clark, 272-9228. En español, that number is Arieco 334-272-9228.
I'll take your word for it.
For our massive Spanish-speaking audience. And the phones are already starting to light up. Last time I did this, I think it was on a Monday that was like a state holiday.
Yeah.
So we're slow at the get-go, but we're going great guns here. Hi, you're caller one. Thanks for trying. You're caller two. Good effort. Caller three, we appreciate it. You're caller four. Thanks for trying. Oh, man, this is always the toughest one. Caller five. Sorry, I never linger with caller five because I'm afraid in their disappointment they might, you know, drop an F-bomb. And to whom am I speaking?
Kim.
Hi, Kim. I'm Greg. He's Joey.
Hello.
It's the chicken or the egg.
That's it. I didn't even have to ask the question. You are correct. And that, of course, is one of the great breakfast, part of the bowl series at Baumhauer's. And you can enjoy that for breakfast at the downtown Baumhauer's between 7 and 10 weekday mornings. And you now have a $20 Baumhauer's Victory Grill gift card coming your way. Can you hold for a sec?
Sure.
You'd have a private conversation with young Joey. Yes. I'm ready to confess, it's probably every young woman's dream come true. Anyway, that piece that I just played, before it was over, I had a request from somebody through Facebook to share it, and I just did. And I urge all of you to listen to it again and share it on your pages and get it around, because he certainly speaks for me and how I see things. We were talking about this, who was it? It may have been yesterday, a friend of mine that was a longtime Democratic voter, and I said, that Democratic Party doesn't exist, where there was literally a throwing distance between the two sides. The approaches might differ, but there was none of this insanity that we see now, this California left. They're just totally off the deep end. And, you know, I'm tired of hearing stupid social media terms like haters and or feeling like supporting Donald Trump entitles somebody to kick my ass if I wear a MAGA hat or whatever. It's just so crazy. And he found, when he took a good look, the stuff that he was told about conservatives was exactly the stuff that was true within his own party. And what do we always say? People who scream the loudest are trying to shout down their own demons. That's why you see this lunacy on the left. I mean, it's just crazy. So I want to thank Karen Gillespie for sending that. And I really hope that you'll watch and share it because it's very profound. In fact, I will probably play it sometime before the show is over this afternoon. Maybe at 5 o'clock because I think Bryant is going to be on vacation, unable to contact us. Have you had a chance to catch our little morning hookup, Three Men and a Lady plus 8?
I have not yet.
It's okay.
I don't know if we
have a long day. You don't need to get up extra early. And, you know, it's fun, and it's still kind of rounding into form, but...
And I do know what y'all look like.
Yes, I dress for success weekday mornings.
You do look good in the baby blue.
Well, we have Baumhauer's tonight.
Oh, yes.
After the show, and I hate to keep putting it off, but we're gonna do our salute to Rick Peters a week from tonight. But
awesome,
I would still like you to come tonight, have a drink, tell me... Whatever. It's a great way to get feedback on the show. We don't bite. It's a wonderful group of nice people. We got to get, remind me to get LaDonna Brooks up here.
Yes, okay.
When she gets a break later in the afternoon, because she is our ad hoc hostess for the group, and she's also part of the Blue Water family now, which is great. So what was the big topic today? I heard some good random stuff on the way in.
Well, I was giggling. Did you see the raccoon?
No.
The raccoon climbing up like a 20-something story office building. And it's like, how is that raccoon doing that? I mean, it looks like a cement building. And with a little, you know, kind of sticking out column, like inset to the building. The raccoon's like full spread eagle, like climbing slowly up it. So that's what has my mind in these days. But no, more spin with the Trump summit with Kim.
Did you see the two populist politicians in Denmark? Is it, where do they have that? Is that Norway or Denmark? The Pulitzer, not Pulitzer, the Nobel.
I think that's Norway.
Okay. Well, two populist politicians have nominated Trump.
Oh, interesting.
For his efforts to denuclearize, to finally achieve a peace between North and South, and he deserves it. And I always understood how Obama got elected. That was no mystery. It was smoke and mirrors against a candidate who was lifeless, uninspiring, and afraid of his own shadow politically.
And the ultimate establishment player.
The ultimate establishment player. I found...
Fake with me. I was a maverick, Mr. Clark. Fake with me.
Well, the New York Times picked him out as our candidate. We had about 6%. I mean, Rudy and a whole bunch of others had more support within our party. What is... Was this the thing we played back in the day?
Big John. Big John.
March 21st, 2010, a sad, sad day for the women and men. Congress took a vote and they got it passed, but not before the chamber got an angry blast from Big John.
This is John.
Big John. Big John.
Now, I know the guy that produced that. He used to work for me in Miami, and he's a brilliant production guy, very successful in Atlanta. Does a lot of national radio and stuff. I'm sure that he came to be just as mortified as everybody else investing that level of faith in someone like John Boehner, because we weren't really all that hip to the whole establishment process.
I never bought into him. How, inexplicably orange he always has been.
Yeah.
I'm still baffled to this day. No man should be that orange.
Maybe he drinks a lot of mimosas.
Maybe it's tomato juice. I don't know. Or carrots.
But I came across that the other day. I thought, oh, my God. And we played that thinking, wow, John Boehner's going to be the guy.
Mm-hmm. He's going to stand firm.
Hey, I know there were some primaries yesterday. Was there anything exciting from any of those?
The candidate Trump backed in South Carolina against Mark Sanford. You know the Mark Sanford?
Yes.
Had the mistress in Argentina?
Yes.
He should have just stayed in Argentina. I'm sure he has enough money. Hang out with your mistress, man. That would have been fun. But no, he did run and win a seat in Congress, and yet Trump supported the woman primarying Mr. Sanford, and she won.
Good. I think you're going to see more of that. At the very beginning, you know, there were some blue victories. We had one here. I'm still not sure how legitimate that was.
Oh, the Doug Jones
thing.
Well,
and that had a lot to do with the candidate running against him.
And that race was uniquely Alabama. You know what I mean? Trying to explain it to people outside of the state.
I know. I know. I actually ran into some of that when I was in Florida. What's going on up there with you? You know. So, but as time passes, as the economy gets better and better, as things are accomplished, like the North Korea, South Korea, I mean, Obama had 8 years to make that happen. Whoa!
No, and I believe in that letter that presidents give to the incoming president.
Mm-hmm.
That's Obama said, your biggest challenge will be North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing I wish I had not left undone.
Hey, there's somebody sent, I think it, Donald Busby sent me a video of a Navy SEAL having a dialogue with David Hogg.
Interesting.
I might like to listen to that.
Wonder which SEAL. It might be one of the celebrities who kind of makes the rounds.
I don't know how I missed it. I get a lot of traffic on Facebook, so if you send me something and I don't respond or whatever, I apologize. Mm-hmm. I don't take your participation for granted. At 325, how about a good word for our friend, Mr. Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group?
Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group?
Yeah,
well, the advantage of having somebody like Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group on your side, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, in particular, if you're thinking about buying a home and making it an investment property, like renting it out a little bit, well, the advantage of knowing Eddie Bader is that he knows what homes are coming on the market that aren't yet listed for all the public to see, and that's actually what I have for folks today. Eddie just called me. He really, right? You saw me on the phone as you came to the studio, Greg. And he says, there's this one bedroom, one bath, location, location, location. Mm. Very rare to find this quality of a home in Old Cloverdale. It is a spectacular investment property if you want to rent it out because it has a great rental history. It hardly ever stays on the market. And so it's been original hardwood floors, but an updated kitchen, new roof, fresh paint, move-in ready. So if you want more information on that particular home, just it's a steal of a place. Give Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call, 322-0662, 322-0662. Or if you're generally looking around the market, you don't know exactly what you want, Eddie Bader is the guy who can give you a tour at the price range that you're comfortable with. And if you're active or retired military, he has experience working with folks who have earned their VA benefits. So again, give Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call, 322-0662. 322-0662.
All righty. Again, bomb hours after the show. We hope to see you there. That's at the Boulevard location at 326. Every day, I'm here usually at some point before 5 o'clock, and I upload a bunch of audio clips that I want for the show, and I make a list, and I print two copies of it to double the chances I won't lose it. And what do I do every afternoon when I come in? I dump my bag, mm-hmm. and I can't find the audio list.
Right.
Because there's stuff in there I wanted to play, stuff I set up specifically for this show. I have, what is today, the 13th? Here's last Thursday's list. It's got some good stuff.
It
was the day after the whole IHOP thing started up.
All right.
Got that list, but not the one I need. It's somewhere here.
We need a new system for you when it comes to this list.
Hey, speaking of lists,
mm-hmm.
the Billboard Top 40 is a list, right?
Oh, of course.
Every song on Kanye West's new album is in the Top 40.
There you go. Because he's a marketing genius.
He is no fool. And, man, did they come down on him for wearing a MAGA hat and same with Kim Kardashian. You know, these are people that we routinely put down I admit. But it takes elephant balls for any celebrity, especially people that have built rather sizable fortunes, to set aside that. Kim went to talk to Donald Trump about prison reform and specifically that one case, and the president issued a pardon. So it really, he just plays the media like a fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are they going to do? Now, this is a poor African-American woman who did not commit a violent crime, was caught in a drug thing, and had spent, like, what, 20 years in jail already?
Right.
It was wrong in any number of ways. Oh, guess what I just found?
You found the list.
Yeah.
But by the way, though, Kanye was genius in that he takes the controversy and makes it work for him. One of the songs on that forthcoming album is Ye Versus the People.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, Kanye is saying his point of view, why he wore the Make America Great Again hat. He's rapping about that. Then T.I., another famous rapper, hip-hop artist, is kind of playing the role of, dude, you're selling out. What's wrong with you? But they make it an actual song, like going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's genius. Like, instead of letting everybody else talk, make a song out of it and build a platform. I want you to talk about this.
I think the thing that terrifies the left more than anything is that black people are finally going to realize they've been played. They have been useful idiots for the Democratic Party, just a dependable vote. They come around, they make the promises, you know, every few years. They get sucked in, and then what happens? There's more poverty. The ghettos have gotten bigger over the course of my lifetime. The education system has failed minorities horribly. And yet, there's still that dependable vote. And shock within the left-wing media when anybody of color, any of those who are in a so-called minority group, dares to jump off their plantation. How dare you think for yourself? How dare you have a mind of your own? We've been doing the thinking for you. You just do what we tell you. You'll be okay.
But as a salt in the wound, Republicans have done a crappy job of actually selling what they believe in.
Well, you know what?
And maybe Trump will change that.
I believe he will, because it's his party now. And a-holes like Bob Corker are starting to figure that out. I heard that clip. Was it on Dan's show, or was it in Fox at the top of the
probably
hour?
Probably Fox, I think.
Where he's just apoplectic that nobody wants to take down the president's bargaining power at things like G7. They're all worried about what the rest of the world thinks, when in fact, he's looking out for us. And look, when America's great, every single country in that G7 is a country that we have rebuilt. The people in those countries are people that were freed by American blood and treasure. Why do we forget that so readily?
Mm-hmm.
We're glad you're, you know, on your own and stuff, but you're not going to screw us. And just because we had an idiot for 8 years who bent over and bowed at your fire hydrants or whatever else he considered to be a symbol of your culture, doesn't mean this guy is. I love what's happening. Love what's happening. They've revised the economic forecast for the year upwards. Here's the best, though. I'll never forget this. Obama went to, I think they had the meeting in Sweden very early in his presidency, and it was where the Winter Olympics of 2020 were, or 2000, or was it 16? I forget. 2016, where they were going to be held.
Mm-hmm.
There were four cities competing. He went to represent the American delegation, and he made the comment, whoa, it'd be nice to have the Olympics as I end my second term. Well, he's right about the second term. But he came back empty-handed. He did not get the Olympics.
It was Chicago that was up, yeah.
But guess who's going to host the World Cup in 2026? It may not be like our Super Bowl or something that most Americans get all that excited about, but in the global community, this is the biggest sporting event every 4 years,
it
the
is.
World Cup. And we're going to host it along with our good friends in Mexico in 2026. For the first time in 32 years. It's the art of the deal, man. And I just love the fact that...
Isn't the World Cup in, like, Russia upcoming or something like that? I don't know.
I'm not sure. Hey, by the way, you're the spokesman for your generation, Barney the Dinosaur.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He has a new message for you today.
What does that purple freak have to say?
Hey, Joey, this is Barney. Speak respectfully, please. He's going to be talking about sugar.
Okay.
So, stay tuned for that.
I might actually agree with that purple freak.
And we're also going to introduce you to Redneck Oreos this afternoon.
Redneck Oreos? Ah, you have my attention, sir.
These actually may have great appeal to you.
Oh. All right, then.
We'll see when we play it. At 3:33, hot, humid. I mean, really hot, really humid. Boy, some of the storms that popped up late yesterday afternoon were pretty impressive. I had one of them chase me literally all the way home. We are expecting more of that kind of activity today. But with those storms comes this relentless heat and humidity, and this is the way it's going to be for the next few months. So if you don't have a partner in guaranteeing the comfort, backing up the comfort of you and your family, please call Clark's at 277-2125 and team up with the best there is. Not only the most talented technicians, but people who have been thoroughly vetted and background checked before hiring, and people who agree to be drug tested on an ongoing basis after hiring, so Rick and Bobby Clark can be that much extra sure about who they're sending into people's homes. Their plumbers are also brilliant. And by the way, with a Clark's Club membership comes the guarantee of 24/7 protection. So if there's an emergency, and let's face it, when it's this hot and your AC craps out, that's an emergency. They're there for you. 277-2125, they leave behind a system that runs efficiently, making sure that your electric bills are kept to the minimum possible. And again, if you need a service or repair, parts and labor are discounted for all Clark's Club members. 277-2125. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Let's go down and visit.
Waka Waka.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. They now have 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and healthy for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, a quarter mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A couple of things working this afternoon. Fairview at Old Farm Road in Prattville, and also 8300 East Chase Parkway. There's an accident with injury there. Also over in Prattville, we have another accident. This is an accident on Highway 14 in front of Long Lewis Ford. There are injuries involved there. One vehicle is on fire, and the eastbound lanes are blocked, so be very careful with that one. Otherwise, interstate system's looking okay. Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, no problems. Test drive any Toyota at Reinhard Toyota. You'll automatically be in the drawing for a new gas grill for Father's Day. No purchase necessary at Reinhard Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, Lynn, got any plans tonight?
Yep, treating myself to a free meal thanks to Wind Creek Rewards.
How about this weekend?
Oh, I'll be enjoying my free hotel room, also thanks to Wind Creek Rewards.
Okay, how about next month?
Well, I'm taking a free trip to Aruba, thanks to...
I know, Wind Creek Rewards. I get the picture.
No, wait, it's not you, it's just...
Wind Creek Rewards, the games you love and the rewards you want. Sign up today at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel and find your winning moment.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's a new season, which means there are new changes that you should know about. If you currently have a conventional loan, this message is for you. Listen up. If you owe $454,000 or less on your home, then it is time for you to take advantage of the new conforming loan program. Call me at 567-4223. Let's talk about how you could be saving money today. Ring in the new season with more money in your pocket. Now is the time to lower your rate and payment. Why pay more than you have to? Let's talk through the options together to create your very own Alabama home mortgage. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. They say timing is everything in real estate. Is it the right time to sell your home? MLS statistics tell us the River Region home sales are up by 14% from this time last year. Existing single-family homes accounted for 81% of home sales. New home sales were 18% of the total. Buyers are in the market now, and 40% of the buyers have never bought a home before. Buyers want the following features. They want to see fairly priced homes, homes that are in good condition, homes that are convenient to the workplace, homes that are located in a neighborhood that demonstrates pride of ownership, homes that they can move into in the next 30 to 45 days. Do you have a home like this? Have you kept the home in good condition? Do you want to move to a larger, more modern home? Find the answers with the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225, and let's work together to sell your home. Bo Goodson, 551-0225.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss the Father's Day sale at your local Ace. Save $100 or more on what Dad really wants. That's right. Save $100 or more on select gifts from Traeger, Craftsman, and DeWalt. The best brands for Dad under one roof. And with so many great gifts at your neighborhood Ace, Father's Day shopping has never been easier. Hurry in for the Father's Day sale right now at Ace.
Offers valid on select items through June 18th at participating stores only. See store for details.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a familiar forecast now. The risk of showers and thunderstorms continue. Now, generally speaking, the storms fade out in the overnight hours. They'll get going again tomorrow. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow and Friday, we'll do it again. High temperature in the lower 90s with, again, scattered to numerous afternoon and evening storms. Not every town will get one. Over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, not much change. More scattered afternoon storms for here in the Gulf Coast beaches. High temperatures will be in the lower 90s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes. Interactive radar. Push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, even when you're out of town. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about toddlers and sugar. Your mom put sugar in. She put more sugar in. There's so much sugar in. No adult should eat like that. Do the sugar hokey pokey, and you'll spend your life so fat. Then you'll have heart attacks. Oh, toddlers are getting more sugar than the recommended amounts for adults, and it's making them fat and stupid. If you need to ask why you're so dumb, don't look far. Ask your mom. You wanted sugar, she gave you some. Now you eat rocks and lick windows. When it comes to sugar, kids, just say no. Barney loves you.
342, was that helpful?
Oh, yeah, especially since I have several toddlers.
Well, you never know.
Actually, I've cut out sugar pretty much from my diet. I'll have a little bit of fruit here or there. You need the fiber. But I,
Hey, when are you going to infusion, mister?
We need to call him. I'd love to go tomorrow.
Pick up the phone, okay. 296-1662. Get Ryan or Lori, whoever happens to be there. In the meantime, a question that all of you might want to consider. What does God look like? If we were holding the proverbial gun to your head, how would you describe God? What do you think he looks like? Because somebody actually went and did a study on this, and I'll let you know what the study came up with, and I'm going to disagree. In fact, I think there's a much better chance that God looks more like
Dwayne
than the person that they picked. So we'll have that coming up. And it's interesting because over half of Joey's people, the millennials, think they're going to be millionaires someday. And that's great. Everybody should. I mean, it doesn't solve all your problems and it doesn't make you happy. You still have to generate all of that within. Look at all the miserable rich people there are in the world. I have a feeling that many of them, especially those who may have come by their money through inheritance and not their own effort, or maybe something slightly underhanded, you can't walk away from that. You know that. And therefore, we got somebody? Who are we going to be speaking with?
Oh, we have Lori on the line.
Hey, Lori, good afternoon.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Great.
Well, I think I would be better with some cryo, and I wanted to call on behalf of young Joey because he wants to come back, too.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
So when do you and Joey want to go?
9:15. Last week was weird. I got there real early.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So 9:15 tomorrow morning?
Is that okay?
That's perfect. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Good. Then we're all agreed. And I hope to be at around 2:20.
Perfect.
Because this heat is really starting to get to me.
Uh-oh. Can't have that.
Also, I spoke with Rich Thomas. Rich has had a little discomfort in his right knee.
Mm-hmm.
And I've convinced him that he should try the laser. So I'll be probably calling you about that in a day or
course.
Two. Because I think that'll work. It worked on me. It worked on Jay. That's an amazing technology. Very effective.
Oh, yeah. We can fix them up.
We appreciate that, Lori. You are I hate to call you the bomb because you're so unbomb-like. You're a goddess. We'll leave it at that. Thank you so much.
Thank y'all. I'll see you tomorrow.
All righty. See how easy that is?
I've been calling her the ever so awesome and lovely Lori.
She is. She really is. And if you have any questions about how these technologies are so effective, because this is not voodoo medicine, this is science. This is technology being used to make your body perform better.
Yes.
And you don't have to take a pill or anything, but it can have some side effects that are beneficial to you above and beyond the issue you're trying to address.
I've tested that.
346, you know what we did this morning? By the way, the number for infusion is 296-1662 or infusioncryoandlaser.com. You know what we did this morning?
What did you do this morning?
Something we've done before.
Okay.
We got on the shortwave and pulled up Kim Jong-un's morning zoo.
Kim Jong-un's morning zoo?
Yeah, he runs everything there, including the one radio station they have in North Korea, KJU.
Oh, right. Yeah, KJU. Yeah.
So we picked up a little bit, and he's sounding a lot happier these days. Listen, some of the static we couldn't help it.
Radio on KJU, more music, less freedom. Kim Jong-un, crazy morning zoo is back. And I'm back from summit with my new BFF, Donald Trump. You see us together, America? You scared? You shouldn't be. We had great time. We play carpool karaoke in limo. We discuss the IHOP controversy. What stupid idea to change to burgers. We have IHOM here, International House of Missiles. And we sign treaty that North Korea is greatest country on planet Earth. Take call now on line one.
Almighty leader, it's my understanding treaty. Denuclearizes North Korea. Do I lose my job at nuclear plant?
Do not believe propaganda.
Then how come no one here today?
Silence! Get back to work. We are still superpower. I must take a break now. Have to text my BFF. America, you did not win.
That's Kim Jong Un Morning Zoo.
I've got a
KJU.
I've got a radio question for you.
Sure.
It always makes me laugh, though it's so stupid. Do you know when that whack whack thing started? That because that is such a cliche sound effect.
Yeah. I think that's why it was included.
Of course,
in but the
bit. It does make me giggle every time.
Here's what happens, and I'm going to speak very honestly to our listeners about the business we work in.
Sure.
It is loaded with lemmings. It is loaded with people who have no confidence in a new idea. It is loaded with people who will only attempt something if they've seen it succeed somewhere else. The guy that owns this company, Rick Peters, the Big Wickle, is one of the folks who launched in New York with that guy that does the the Morning Zoo format. Now, a Morning Zoo is a, instead of one jock with all the gags and the traffic reporter. Let me see if I can come up with a good example for you here real quick about one of those types of shows. Because they are in great abundance. I had it right here. What the hell did I do with it? Joey, where is it?
Check down there.
I'm checking down there.
If it's not there, check over there.
All right. I really want to get this on because the clock is ticking.
Wait, wait.
So when you have a group of people who are obviously compatible, like our group in the morning.
Yeah.
We never have to ever, and I wouldn't have that kind of morning show. Well, you say this, and I'll say that, and then you come back with this, it'll be funny, huh?
Yeah.
No, we don't do that. We literally plan nothing. We have some stuff that we can put on the table, and we see where it goes.
That's how we work in the afternoon, too?
Yeah. But the Morning Zoo, after it was launched and succeeded in New York, started turning up all over the country with a whack, whack.
Okay.
And that is a very hack disc jockey thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, what ended up happening, and some of you may have heard this type of radio in other markets, if you think back. So stations all over the country would put three people who had no idea about their compatibility or chemistry and throw them on the air. And what you ended up with was three or four people all trying to talk at the same time. It was just a lot of noise. No substance, no funny, no chuckles, just, you know, and they called it the Morning Zoo. Now, that's fine, but somebody has to be, if you're going to do a Morning Zoo, somebody has to be the head monkey. And that monkey is me. It's obvious. Let me give you a clip here from a morning show that obviously has awesome chemistry.
Get up, start your day, hey, in that cheerful St. Louis way. From Chesterfield to Ferguson, Kip and Jenny, make your morning fun.
Rise and smile, St. Louis.
Okay, let's just plow through this. How was your weekend, Jenny?
Spend it holding a fireplace poker and protecting my property. So why don't we skip the chit-chat and talk about some weekend events?
Enrollment is open for the annual 5K holiday fun run. If you're looking for a good jog, it's being called the most superior race in town. Now, why would you write that?
Downtown on December 9th, the Blackies are performing. I'm sorry, the Black Keys. I'm truly sorry.
I'm going to continue speaking quick quickly so I don't think about that moment.
Oh, I just thought of someone that's not us. Let's go to Trisha Darby with a traffic report. Trisha, how's the traffic out there?
Bad.
Remind me to edit that traffic clip off the end just in case Rick Walker is late or something. We can just play that. And it makes it sound like we're big shots because we have a helicopter. 3:53 is the time. We have a couple of calls waiting, like Dave. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
What's happening?
I was going to see if you might have already talked about it. Dennis Rodman over in Singapore.
Yeah.
He had a Make America Great hat on and was actually weeping.
Yeah, we played the clip of that yesterday.
Okay, well, I missed out. My bad.
No, it's not your bad. Look, I'm realistic. I know that everybody that likes the show can't listen to all 3 hours nonstop. Y'all have lives to lead. I get it.
And the world has become a bit bizarre. If you'd said, like, say, 3 years ago that Dennis Rodman would be in Singapore hawking a thing called Potcoin while wearing a Make America Great Again hat to support President Donald Trump at a peace summit with North Korea and Kim Jong-un. Like, what?
You might have been looked at askew, as they say.
Yeah, it caught me by a little surprise, but I watched it. It was interesting.
Hey, look, Kanye, Dennis Rodman, Kim Kardashian wearing Make America Great Again hats. This has got to, have everybody on the far left going, we're losing our constituency.
Yeah.
There are people that are actually saying, hey, you know what? America is great again. Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it. Ken.
Hey, Greg. You know, you were talking about the morning zoo radios, and I meant to call you about this a while back, and you got me thinking about it again. I want to pick your brain about radio. My sister and I were going through some of her old 45s. She's 10 years older than me. And one of the ones we came across and played and just laughed and laughed for so long was, it was called Mr. Jaws by Dickie Goodman.
Yeah.
And it was like a compilation of hit songs on the radio with commentary, like he was interviewing Jaws.
Right.
And he kind of reminded me that we're talking about Morning Zoo, but is that kind of where all that began, or was he playing on stuff that you had already done, or was that something new at the time to interject hit songs with comedy bits like that?
Yes.
Radio?
Dickie Goodman was a phenomenon that could have only happened at the time it did, because it was pre-digital, and the editing skills that we possess today, we can put something together like that in minutes here. But back then in the 70s, when most of those were big hits, in fact, I'll look up Mr. Jaws and we'll try and play it for you.
Okay. I was just curious if that's kind of where you got the idea from doing that. I know you do it with a computer now, but I thought it was great.
No, that was actually the whole Dickie Goodman phenomenon kind of predated my time as a jock.
Okay.
Be perfect.
Gotcha.
Honest.
All right, well, appreciate it, Greg.
Thanks. And we'll get into that next hour. Dickie Goodman was, he sold, his stuff would come out, he would sell a million copies or more in 2 weeks, and then it would disappear because it would burn out quickly.
Well, and it's hard to find the origins of a lot of conversation-based comedy and jokes because everybody can talk. It's just a matter of who does it well.
Let me give you the benchmark here in Montgomery. It was Larry Stevens.
Yeah.
And Larry Stevens was actually ahead of the curve in the mid-70s. He was the man. We didn't realize it, but Larry Stevens and I talked many times. And that, of course, was when I was working with Styx.
Styx!
Yeah, I used to have a job with them. And when they were released, I would call all the Billboard reporting stations, and WHHY in those days was. So I'm sure I spoke to Larry many times, because I always had them on my call list. And he kind of vaguely remembered, because I would send him a case of albums for giveaway or whatever they wanted to do when they were playing the song. Now, that wasn't payola. I didn't say, I'll give you a case of albums.
Right, yeah.
Because no program director wants to put a song on the air that's going to push listeners to change the dial when there's a competing station. But with Leslie Bailey?
Maybe, yeah.
Well, I know
the name.
Yeah, she was part of that. A lot of people. Rosie.
Yeah.
Rosie, who joins us from time to time, was a Larry Stevens hire.
Wasn't...
Rich Thomas is a Larry Stevens.
Skipper? I think so.
So, Larry knew and understood the importance of chemistry with people. He just would not Oh, and our buddy Rusty Aldridge.
Yeah.
Says he was always the toughest one because he was way out there. And that's great. That's great. Because here's what you do. You go for the craziest thing you can find, and if you fall short, you still got a winner.
Right.
Rusty does that all the time for us. He'll be joining us tomorrow morning, by the way, as Emily continues to look after her mom. We're still hopeful her mom will be able to pull through the medical crisis she's going through in Georgia. Yeah. But that's what makes this a wonderful company. Great place to work, because everybody says, we'll take care of business. You need to be there, and that's that. And when you can rejoin us, your seat will be here for you. But we again ask, just keep Emily and her family in your thoughts. She's one of the nicest souls it's been my privilege to work with. There isn't a selfish bone in that young lady's body. And I'm so happy for her getting married, a guy that seems like just perfect for her.
Yes.
And I was saying, you know, in the run-up before Janelle got married for that year, I worried every day about her dog, because her dog's been prone to some pretty serious stuff, that her dog might die or that a relative might get sick or something on either side of the family. And we were so lucky getting through that entire period without crisis, and then right through the day of the wedding when the weather cooperated and everything else. Damn, I thank God for that. And I'm sorry that her happiness is, she's had to focus on this, but nobody will ever question the priorities of Emily Hayes.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save